Good morning. Welcome to Daily Sabbath. Today we are delighted to welcome our special musicians, our clarinet quartet, Danielle, Sarah, Kelly, and Emily. Thank you for sharing your gifts with us this morning. And also thank you to Chaplain Grady St. Denis as our speaker for today. Our hymns are located in the Red Book, the ELW. I'll invite you to stand. We'll sing hymn number 377, stanzas 1 through 3. Hymn 377, stanzas 1 through 3. Please rise.
Let us pray. Loving God, we watch this morning for the light that the darkness has not overcome. We watch for the fire that was in the beginning and that burns still in the brilliance of the rising sun. We watch for the glow of life that gleams in the growing earth and glistens in sea and sky. We watch for your light, O God, in the eyes of every living creature and in the ever-living flame of our own souls. If the grace of seeing were ours this day, we would glimpse you in all that lives. Grant us the grace of seeing you this day. Grant us the grace of seeing. Amen. You may be seated.
Our scripture text for today comes from Paul's letter to the church in Philippi, in the very opening part of it. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God every time I remember you, constantly praying with joy in every one of my prayers for all of you, because of your sharing in the gospel from the first day until now. I'm confident of this, that the one who began a good work in you will bring it to completion by the day of Jesus Christ. Holy wisdom, holy word. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Author of life, thank you for all the beauty and love that surrounds and holds us. We thank you for breaking into our world that we might have our eyes open to the beauty and love with which you have made us and called us to live as a blessing for others. I give you thanks for our Gustavus community and life together, for this gift and opportunity you've given us all to grow and learn in community. Thank you for young women and men that get to be students here at Gustavus. Thank you for the many ways they have contributed to life on this campus. Thank you for the gift and opportunity they have had to grow intellectually, emotionally, and spiritually. Thank you that your gift of learning and growing has only just begun, and that these Gustavus relationships can continue throughout our whole life. And now I pray that you'll let the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts, let it be pleasing to you, Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I want to take you back to your first day of school. Not your first day of school at Gustavus, but back even further to kindergarten. Do you remember that first day? Even if you do not fully remember it, I'm pretty sure it was documented nicely with a photograph. Whether you rode the bus that day or walked or were driven to school, I'm certain you had that sending moment marked in some way. I'm just curious. Do you have that picture somewhere in your house? It's a classic picture. It's a classic picture, and it's a good one to take out from time to time. My wife Angie and I bought for each of our daughters' bedrooms one of those picture frames that has the school pictures all around in a circle, from kindergarten all the way with the senior picture in the middle. With our eldest daughter in college and our youngest finishing her 10th grade year, those picture frames are both nearly full. It's so fun to look at those pictures. I find myself thanking God every time I look at those pictures. I find myself so grateful and for so very many things. Just think. Think of all that you have learned and experienced since that first day of school. I know we get busy in our daily Gustavus schedules and maybe have just become accustomed to being around so many talented and smart people. But I have to tell you, the dad in me takes a step back from you constantly, looking at you, young and old, marveling what God's been up to in your life. You sing and you play your instruments. You organize your groups and articulate your thoughts so powerfully. You engage your classes and prepare faithfully. You might be too close to see it, but things that started in the younger versions of you have grown and are flowering into something beautiful. Your music, I marvel, who put that talent within you? Your convictions, where did you get such passion? Your wrong turns figured out, how did you know it was time to turn? Your insights, your laughter, what will you think of next? Your resilience, your smarts. When did you become so wise? Your identity. You, what a gift. Thank you, Lord. There's a predictable rhythm to our Gustavus year. I've lived in this rhythm for nearly a decade now. I know some of you have lived in it longer and you know it well. Each year when we turn into these days after spring break to the home stretch of the end of the semester, I begin to sense a strange yet familiar mixture of emotions inside. It's a bit of sadness, it's a lot of gratitude, and a lot of pride. I think about our students and all that has been accomplished. And yet will be. As we come to the end of the Gustavus academic year, I find myself replaying in my mind the pictures through the year together. And of course, in my mind are our seniors who are nearing the end of their time as Gustavus students. And it hasn't happened yet, but I am fairly certain that you will mark your Gustavus graduation day as perhaps you did your Gustavus move-in day with a photo by the Gustavus sign. It's a classic picture. I still have mine. And oh my goodness is right. You'll have to come and try and find this guy. I'm there, I promise you. But I find myself thanking God every time I look at that picture. These people in this picture have come to mean so much to me. As I look at that picture, I find myself thankful for so many things. And I know we all have our different life experiences, but I look at the Grady in this picture, and I know who I am today, and I see so clearly that the things that were awakened in me then have come to flower even more. An energy and a love for life, an absolute need to set goals and make lists, a joy for connecting people and thoughts together, a deeper hunger for serving God, and a true love for learning were awakened, continued to grow, and still develop within me to this very day. You might be coming to the end of your first year at Gustavus, or you might be coming to the end of your senior year at Gustavus, or you might be somewhere in between. But either way, I say, let's find time. Let's find time to savor these moments and to give thanks to God for the gifts of these people that surround us. And for this time of learning and growth, and for the precious gift of this life. And to God be the glory. Amen.
Let us stand and sing hymn number 732. 732. The world is alive with your goodness, O God. It grows green from the ground and ripens into the roundness of fruit. Its taste and its touch enliven our bodies and stir our souls. Generously given, profusely displayed, your graces of goodness pour forth from the earth. As we have received, so make us free to give. As we have been granted, so may we give. Let us go in peace to love and to serve. Thanks be to God.